Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar as 2025 is already moving along.
Yeah, can you believe it? It's already here, right?
Yeah, it's here already, and people are doing business. So what's happening?
Absolutely. Well, let's start in the Lowcountry. Aerospace industry giant Boeing has announced a massive commitment to the Lowcountry. Boeing revealed plans to expand its operations in Charleston County with a $1 billion investment in infrastructure upgrades at its existing site and create 500 new jobs over the next 5 years. Boeing will expand both of its North Charleston campuses to support increased streamliner production targets and potential future rate increases driven by market demand. The expansion project is expected to go online in early 2027.
Yeah, that's good news to hear because, you know, we've been hearing negative news about Boeing over the latter part of 2024. So it looks like they're doing okay here in South Carolina. So that's good.
Yeah. In keeping with the manufacturing theme, Huntington Ingalls Industries, the largest military shipbuilder in the country, has acquired Goose Creek-based W International, which specializes in the manufacture of shipbuilding structures, modules, and assemblies. HII has some interesting plans for the property. The 45-acre site will support the construction of nuclear-powered submarine and aircraft carrier modules. So that's some super interesting defense contracting going on there at that facility.
Yeah, another good sign for industrial activity here in our state. And so I'm going to assume you are moving up to the Midlands next?
Yeah, let's move on up. A Virginia mining and materials company has big plans for the Midlands. Luck Companies, a provider of crushed stone aggregates, announced it is growing its quarry operations across South Carolina, including several counties in the Midlands. Mike, is it okay if I rip off some numbers here real quick?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right. Luck will invest $93 million to develop a new site in Chester County. It'll invest $70 million to develop its 434-acre quarry site in Edgefield County. In Saluda County, Luck will invest $40 million to develop its 330-acre quarry site, and Luck will invest $90 million in its Fairfield County site. And finally, the company will invest an additional $25 million to build a permanent plant at its Kershaw County site. So that's in support of a lot of, you know, infrastructure and interstate development on 20 and other big arteries there in the Midlands.
Well, I knew we had a lot of quarry operations here in the Midlands, so it's good to see that it's good to see that they're still growing. Yeah, so I guess that's good. So what else?
That's right. Yeah, and lastly, Columbia is set to have a new community gathering spot by the first half of this year. Hughes Development has revealed plans for The Lawn in the Bull Street District, which features a 3,750 square foot artificial turf play area with tiered seating, an event stage, cafe, and bistro tables, and more. The centerpiece of The Lawn, which is flanked by the Bennett Luxury Apartment Complex and the West Lawn Office Building, is the revitalization of the Williams Building, soon to be home to Coastal Crust Wood-Fired Pizza. So Bull Street continues to be the center of attention there in the Midlands.
Yeah, I love that whole Bull Street project. It's really cool watching how that is unfolding and how it's developing. That Williams Building in particular has that really awesome-looking facade that they saved, you know, that's it looks like it's 100-plus years old. So that's going to be nice. So Jason, you've got 1 minute to tell us about the Upstate.
Oh, golly. Which one should I choose here? Let's go with everybody likes golf, right? It's maybe people start talking about summer here. Leaders of a planned mixed-use Greenwood County golf community see it as a tourism destination that will spur economic development in the region. A $400 million project from Greenwood Land Holdings and Front Light Building Community Development is called the Old 8 Development. Will feature hundreds of residential units and commercial space on Lake Greenwood. The land is a former Stony Point Golf Club, which closed last fall. The project will include a full golf course, commercial space, and marina, and be constructed in phases over about 12 years, starting with the renovation of the golf course, which is underway. And I know you're going to ask this, Mike, but I have no idea where the name Old 8 came from. I can't find it anywhere.
Okay, so spell we'll find out in the future. So spell that for us, the name?
Old 8, O-L-D-E, and then the number 8.
Okay, Old 8. All right, so I guess it's not billiards, eight ball. No, I don't know. Okay,
Right.
so maybe it's a
Stay
new,
tuned. I'll try to
yeah.
find out next
All
show.
right, all right. We'll look forward to hearing about that. All right, well, Jason, thank you so much for the update.
All right, thanks for having me, Mike.
Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes multiple business journals across our state, and we will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.